Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are on the line with Erie County GOP Chairman Carl Simuth. And Carl, now that we got this rolling, when did you find out that Senator Ranzenhofer was planning to retire?
I just found out about it last night, Mike. I got a call from Senator Ranzenhofer last night about, I'm guessing it was about 7 p.m., and he had told me that he's not going to be seeking re-election. He had called GOP State Chairman Nick Langworthy, and he called Senate Minority Leader Flanagan to let them know what his plans were. So that was that. We're going to miss him. You know, I'm disappointed. You know, I've always looked to Mike as a statesman in the state Senate, but we'll move on and we'll get some candidates together and we'll try to put forth a candidate and run with it.
The 61st Senate District is a really interesting one because it covers parts of Amherst, but it's also out towards the Rochester region more. My question to you is, how much influence is Erie County and yourself going to have in the selection process?
Well, we're going to, if I'm not mistaken, I've talked to Mr. Ratzenhofer about that last night, and we looked at it. It's, I believe, the overlays a little bit more Democrat. I believe he told me it was about 3,000. I'm not sure, but he said that it's a little bit more Democratic layover, and he did mention that Amherst did play a big part in that. I believe Erie County, as far as weighted voting goes, Erie County is around 60%, Genesee is around 20%, and Monroe County, that stretches toward Rochester, like you mentioned, has around between maybe 25-26%, somewhere in there. But we're going to have to field a candidate that can, you know, reach out across that district and do a good job.
Anybody screaming, hey, this is the next candidate?
I just received a call from Legislator Ed Rath that said he's very interested in it, and he wanted to sit down and talk, but he's always been looking at that seat. He's done a great job as the Erie County legislator, and this is something he's looking at. He wants to discuss, so he's probably one of my candidates at this point, Mike.
So, with the election not until next November, obviously, what kind of timeline are we looking at here? When do you expect to formally announce, "Hey, this is our guy or girl"?
Well, we'll have to sit down with my team of Aaron Baker and Ray Walter and my executive director Jesse, and we'll sit down and we'll talk about it. And we'll see if any other candidates come forward. But we've got plenty of time. You know, petitions don't go out, I believe, till February or March. So we've got a couple months to look at candidates. But I would say right now, Ed Rath would be my number one choice right now. I mean, he's got name recognition. I know he'll do a good job in the Senate. And, you know, he's got fundraising capabilities, and it's no secret in politics you need somebody that can raise some funds. And we're going to need that if he's got to, you know, get his name across Erie, Genesee, and Monroe counties.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.